This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Warby Parker. Get boutique-quality stylish eyewear and sunglasses at revolutionary prices. Try them for yourself by going to warbyparker.com/TMS and order your free home try-it-on kit with free shipping all around the world. That's warbyparker.com/TMS. Coming up on TMS, why toaster ovens are the best.
You took our ghost.
I want to punch your baby.
DNA catches you, sucker.
The world will end in 2017.
Recommendals.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Harry Potter's forehead is marked with the lightning bolt of the Hitler SS.
Something like that. What
was that? You're threatening me? You're threatening me with P? This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to TMS, The Morning Stream for Wednesday, September 7th, 2016. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
It was the 7th of September.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That day I'll always remember.
Wow. That's good.
Because that was the day that my daddy died.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question you've probably never been asked.
Sure.
Your life has been quite connected to music.
Extraordinary.
That. But also connected with music and covers and all this stuff, right? You're a great appreciator of music. You have been since you were a kid.
Birth. Yeah.
So, if you could have a band right now, mm-hmm. and you were the lead singer, guitarist, whatever you wanted to be in the band, doesn't matter.
Sure.
What would your band's genre be? Like, what area of focus would the sound be?
Power pop.
Oh, sure. Interesting. All right. Yeah. Give me an example. Like who?
Like Nick Lowe, Dave Edmonds, Joe Jackson in his prime, Jason Faulkner. I mean, that's the music style that I would gravitate to.
Okay. Who's a good modern example? Do we have anybody now doing it?
I'm
just trying to see how lucrative your world would be now.
I think 21 Pilots would be considered power pop.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I'm not sure they'll like that title. I think they think they're a little more
they're kind of on the
I don't know what they think of themselves.
They're not really metal, you know? I mean, they're not really punk.
No. They're not any of those things. They're not really... There's a little hip-hop in there. They do a little rappage.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be... Oh, yeah, yeah. Wouldn't have any of that stuff in there.
Okay.
It'd be more like the part of the song where it goes, if I could turn back time, get the good old days. Exactly.
Okay.
I'm trying to look and see if there's... Who's listed as kind of like a current power pop band. And you know what? Maybe that would be the thing is that... Oh, you know, we've kind of forgotten about power pop, and Brian's band is bringing it back.
Mm-hmm. Origins, 1960s to 70s. It says here, commercial peak in the late 80s, or early 80s, it says here.
Mm-hmm.
Contemporary power pop, 1980s to present, would include...
Matthew Sweet, if you could call him...
Gin Blossoms, Mod Fun, Fountains of Wayne, Posies, The New Pornographers...
Man, the old ones.
No, the old ones were way too into...
They were Baroque.
Yeah, it was a problem. Semisonic, the All-American Rejects, Jimmy Eat's World.
Oh, there we go. Now we're getting some current ones. Mm-hmm. Semi-current. Jimmy Eat World is...
Remember Wheatus? Wheatus?
Yeah, I remember Wheatus.
You remember...
I'm just a teenage dirtbag baby.
I like that song.
Yeah.
The only song I know that they do. Such acts as the Jonas Brothers have also been categorized, it says here, as power pop.
And that's where the train comes off the
rails. Everybody off. All right. I was just curious. Yeah. I've never asked you that before. And now we know. Brian will not be Iggy Pop punk
probably,
man.
Probably right there in the Nick Lowe, style.
Mm. And remind us, Nick Lowe. He's a guy.
Cruel to Be Kind.
No, he's not this old guy I'm looking at. Oh no, it is.
Yeah, he's old now. Sure,
he's 67 years old now. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But gray hair like an 80-year-old man.
Yeah. he looks a lot older than I think he's supposed to.
Johnny Cash's stepson, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he married Roseanne Cash.
Oh,
is his wife.
Okay, is that his daughter? Is that his?
Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash's daughter.
Right, and she did some music in the 80s for a while, right?
Oh yeah, what was her big thing?
My dad was a cowboy.
I meant like seven year ache. Was that her? What was her?
I don't remember.
God, how did that go?
We're making Coverville in real time here, by the way. This is
great. We are. The 7 year ache. See how much your old heart can take. Does that sound familiar? Is that doing anything for you?
No, it's working. Well, it's definitely doing something for me. It's not jogging my memory so much.
Here's a video of it. I'll give you a video of it.
All right, give me some video. Put it in the chat and
I'll put it in chat.
All right. I'm going to bring it up, chat room. You guys can see it. In fact, let's see here. All right, we brought it up. I'm going to pause. Let me pause that.
We got to get into that chorus because the, boy, it's going to be some.
All right.
Some AM sap all until right. It gets there.
Here we go. Let's play just a tad. Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Yeah, you totally remember this.
Yeah, that was a hot minute for her. She didn't really go on to do much else, right?
No, that was her big moment. And you know, it's not like Julian Lennon and John Lennon, right? I mean,
yeah.
Julian Lennon, we heard him, we're like, oh, my God, this is like the second coming of John Lennon. Or some of these other artists were like, oh, my God, it's almost like we're listening to their father. Mm-hmm. Roseanne Cash didn't sound anything like Johnny, but
yep.
Didn't even follow that same Shot a Man in Reno kind of style.
Nope.
Right?
Nope. Man Named Sue, none of that.
Right. Right.
It's too bad because that's what made him cool. You know?
Can we get to that chorus?
Oh, we want some more? Here, give me some more. Keep rolling here. It's just an album cover the entire time, the video. Yeah. You act like you were just born tonight, face down in a memory, but feel it all right. Yeah, this is some AM.
It's some AM pap.
Yeah, AM pap. Exactly.
AM pap.
It's your neighbor's out trying to fix a weed eater, and he's playing this on his AM radio in the garage.
Right, exactly.
That's exactly what that
trying
is.
Trying to put together the big wheel that you're... neighbor kids got for Christmas.
All right. I am, I've come to a conclusion I'd like to share with you today.
All right.
And that is toaster ovens mm-hmm. are the greatest thing in the history of man. We have built many great things. We have been to the moon, mm-hmm. the automobile, the aeroplane,
the telephone.
The computer, the internet.
Sure.
All of those things. But I'm convinced as of right now that the greatest invention of all is the toaster oven, and I cannot get rid of my regular toaster fast enough because the toaster oven rules.
It totally does.
We got a great deal on one, and we finally have a toaster oven for the first time in our marriage, because I don't know why, we just never had one.
You didn't like get four of them as wedding presents?
No, we got all kinds of other dumb stuff for wedding presents. Never anything cool like that.
Is it a Black & Decker? You got a Black & Decker?
I don't know the brand. I'm not sure. I think it might be Whirlpool or somebody, uh-huh. some one of those brands.
Also good.
We got a good deal at a Target, some Target sale Kim got, and it's like normally a $200 one, and we got it for like $60.
Nice.
And, yeah, no, it's awesome.
No argument. You're right on the money there. As far as like, you come back from dinner or the next day, right, and you've got like, well, I've got half a burger and a bunch of fries. You stick that in the microwave oven, you're going to have mush.
Oh, yeah, dude. Forget
the
it.
Bun? What mm-hmm. What are you thinking? What are you thinking is going to happen to that bun or those fries? They're going to turn into shoestrings is what they're going to...
Or that pizza. The pizza is the worst. You put it in the microwave and it's just like a little turd. Someone pooped in the microwave. But no, the toaster oven, it actually makes it better than when it was delivered.
It does. And try cooking a slice of pizza in a toaster, a regular toaster. Ain't going to happen.
Can't do it. You'll ruin it. You'll clog it up. You'll set it aflame. Here's the other thing. Anything.
You can stick a fork in a toaster oven.
Anything you cook is better in there. I made a hot dog in there. I made the bacon part of a BLT and the toasted bun part of the BLT.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. Even just standard ass morning toast. Amazing in there.
I wish the rest of my family would understand that you can actually cook toast. You can actually make toast in a toaster oven.
Yeah. Well, you think, but the name, right?
Right, but they refuse to give up the toaster.
Wow. So that one's going to stay
you
around.
You can do your damn toaster pastries, your damn toaster strudel, your Pop-Tarts, whatever. You can do those in the toaster oven, too.
I agree. I'm with you. Let's start a campaign.
Just going to pour a glass of water into the toaster and just say, oh, well, I guess you have to use the toaster oven now.
All right. Well, there's my rant about toaster ovens. So what is, you've got a little something here. Oh,
yeah.
We're going to
enjoy the latest and greatest while you can, Scott Johnson. Right there in your hands, you got yourself right there on your desk, an iPhone 6 Plus. Mm-hmm. Is that an S? iPhone 6 Plus S?
Yeah, I got one right here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the best iPhone you can buy, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is it? Ooh.
What happened there?
I don't know. Did you hear that?
Well, I know my audio one. Kablooey there.
Yeah, it's still making some nice noises. I'm hearing
crackly,
like a
poply,
yibbity yabbity boobity. I think
that was weird.
I think that was coming from you.
Oh, I'm sure it did, because now my audio is like delayed.
Oh no. Are you hearing yourself?
Damn
late?
This new mixer.
It's not all easy, is it? Nothing simple.
Let's see if I can turn this off and then.
Day two, everyone. Day two of our adventures and technical glitchery with Scott Johnson and Brian Ibbett.
Okay.
Nope. Where will it go now? Dear Martha, my mixer is still giving me trouble all these months later.
Better? No. Damn it!
When the war is over, I'll come home to you and we'll buy a new mixer. Your son, Philip. All right.
Switching to a different audio source.
Whoa!
Now we're coming back.
Okay.
Oh, hold on.
All right.
There we go.
How you doing now?
You tell me.
You sound fine to me.
Okay. All right, let's see.
Is it fixed?
No, it's still offset. I can't do this.
That's bad. Here, I'm going to pause. We're back. Brian figured it out. He's fine. Everything's fine.
Well, I didn't figure it out. I wouldn't say it's fixed, but it's, you know, just would like to have one thing work. Just one thing. Just, one thing would be nice.
Just for one day. Well, maybe today. Yeah. Maybe today, since you're an Apple fan, they'll get up and announce some crazy cool thing that'll solve your whole life's problem.
I was right in the middle of doing this great, hilarious little bit where I was going to be like, oh, yeah, nice. You like your iPhone? Yeah, you like your iPhone 6 Plus? Yeah, best thing? Best thing you've got? Exactly. And then Apple said, kill it.
I'm Tim Cook, and I don't want to talk about any new products until Brian's been taken off the air.
That's right.
Anyway, that's happening later. What, like a 10 a.m. Pacific 10
a.m.
or something?
11 a.m. our time.
11 a.m. here. Pacific, yeah, 10 a.m. Pacific. So I'm looking forward to that. I have to do full coverage for a daily tech news show in Tom's absence. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do any live stream. I really wanted to, but it's just not going to work out.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see what they do. Watch 2 is expected. New iPhones, of course.
Right. Yeah. Really happy with my watch, and, you know, we'll see what happens to that business.
It's about to be yesterday's throwout trash.
Exactly. It's going to be a hand-me-down.
What you going to do? All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to stump Daryl with a question. If you'd like to participate, dear listener at home, 801-895-4724. That's the live number. That is different than our voicemail number, 801-895-4724. First caller in gets on the show. Oh, here we go. I got one. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's BillyBob476 from the Twitter.
BillyBob476. Where'd your name come from? How'd you get the 476 there? Is it because all the other Billy Bobs are taken?
There are 475 Billy Bobs before you.
Yeah. Yeah, there are 475 other ones.
All right. Well, lucky you. You got the lucky number and called right on time to get into the show. I'm going to let Brian explain to you the rules, the prize, the topic, and we'll go from there, Brian.
All right. We're going to be pulling Daryl here in just a moment. And when we do, we're going to be asking him a trivia question. What we want you to do as part of that process is to predict with some amount of certainty whether Daryl is going to get said trivia question right or wrong. If you are correct today, you can win a holdover prize from yesterday, Cluck Yeager in Escape from the Planet of the Poltroid, as well as this Attack on Titan blind box minifig. Who will it be in there? It could be one of those seven people on the back, including the dude that has all his muscles exposed. I hope it's that one. All of this can be yours if you get the prediction correct.
Very nice. What's our topic today?
Our topic today is Pokemon.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, you can go now with Pokemon.
That's right. Pokemon, maybe not necessarily go, but Pokemon,
Pokemon might have went, I think, a little bit.
I know. I kind of
just a touch.
They lost. Oh my gosh, they lost 2 million players. Now they're down to 4 million or something like that.
That's true. It's not like they're going to be suffering, but it's the natural experience. That's what you expect to happen. The grandmas are tired of it. They're not doing it anymore.
Right.
But there's still some kids.
Exactly. Lots of people still out playing.
Sure, sure. So what do you think there, Billy Bob? You think he's going to get it right or wrong?
I know Daryl doesn't know a lot about Pokemon, and I don't know as much as I probably should to get a question right, so I think he's going to get it wrong, unfortunately.
All right.
I like rooting for him, but I don't think he's going to get it right.
This is the entire week of people saying Daryl's going to get stuff wrong. I really like this trend. I think it's good. I'm with you, man. I would have said that as well. We're going to find out now in real time whether Daryl gets it right or wrong, and how we do that is we play his little theme song. So here it is, right here.
Yeehaw! I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
Calling the Pacific Northwest on this business day, it's Daryl Skeels. Hello, Daryl.
Welcome to the business day.
You sound like you're in a good mood. What's going on there at work? Any kind of fancy goings on there?
No, I'm just fighting problems and losing.
Oh.
Aw.
Are you just accepting that and that makes you feel better or what?
Well, no, I'm not giving up yet.
Okay. What kind of problems? You can't really say, though. They're top secret, right?
I'm not saying anyway.
Okay, because someone's around. People, cubicles are around. Their earballs around. They can hear you.
You know how computers have problems, and when you want them to work right, they sometimes don't.
Yeah.
Oh, I can relate.
Oh, yeah. I think Brian might be there right now with you.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, because we're happy to have you on. Daryl Skeels is the Trek nerd. He comes on the show, and he answers trivia questions. What are you laughing at?
I can hear myself saying, and I can't even identify why.
Oh.
In the background, because this...
Oh, because you're on delay. Yeah.
So did you hear everything that Billy Bob said?
Daryl? Hello? Shit. Hello, are you there?
I'm disconnected and I can't even identify why.
Bam, 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 nah, nah, nah. Daryl, are you there? Hello? Shit.
Oh, jeez.
What's going on today? We can't have... Oh.
It's all going to hell.
Yeah, it's all going to hell. All right, Billy Bob, I'm calling him back.
Sounds good to me.
Daryl Skills, there we go. I don't know what happened there. I'm going to assume he hit it with his cheek or something. And hung up on us.
If we've got a second, I'd actually like to clarify some stuff about that Cluck Yeager game.
Yeah, can you please?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I can. So Cluck Yeager thing, I don't remember the full name, it's too long, but it is made by the two guys from Andromeda, who are the creators of Space Quest.
Space Quest, right. Those are the two guys. And they did a Kickstarter for a reboot of their version of Space Quest. And in the meantime... This Cluck Yeager thing was like a little off project, right? Like a little side thing or something.
Yeah, kind of one of those, hey, the game's taking longer than we thought. Maybe let them make a bit of money to actually... So the game is called Space Venture, and it's supposed to be scheduled to come out in November. I don't know if they're going to make it, but that's what they're saying.
Yeah. All right. That's right. So this is... And this thing is kind of like this fun little horror, fun little offshoot. It's a little bit like Five Nights at Freddy's sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, well done. Get some Billy Bob clarification is what we call that.
Thank you for that.
Daryl, you're back.
Mm,
okay,
yeah.
Well, I don't know what happened there, but you got...
Oh, I know what happened.
Oh, what'd you do?
I closed the wrong window.
Oh, well, then that explains it. Well done.
Yeah.
So...
The internet gods at Daryl's work.
Yeah.
He said something secret. Turn it off.
Exactly.
No, all I heard was him laugh really hard and then disappear. So I thought you were losing your mind finally, and this was the last we were going to hear from Daryl. But nope, he's back. He's going to answer a trivia question. That I'm now going to give you. Daryl, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, here it is. Hold on a second. Here it is. The Poke Rap. This is Pokemon, by the way, is the subject. Mm-hmm. The Poke Rap was part of the original Pokemon anime. This song would list off the various Pokemon in the show and original games. Which Pokemon is listed in the first or listed first in the song? So here's this rap song. One of these Pokemon is listed first. Who is it? Is it Electrode? Is it Diglett?
Diglett, come on now.
Diglett.
Diglett.
Is it Diglett? I don't know.
It's Diglett. Come on.
All right. Listen, I catch a few. I don't know nothing else. C. Nidoran. Nidoran?
Nidoran.
Nidoran. Yeah. Okay. D. Mankey. I know that one because I caught way too many Mankeys.
Lots of Mankeys.
Yeah. They're like the bird. What's the bird? Pidgeys. They're like Pidgeys. They just reproduce like rabbits. Anyway, Electrode, Diglett, Nidoran or Mankey? Which of those do you think is the first one listed in that dumb rap song from the anime?
Well, when you first said pokey rap, I thought, oh, something for lunch.
Ooh, a pokey rap sounds good.
That's right. A little tortilla with some Pikachu in the middle.
Yeah, fresh Pikachu, a little bit of Jigglypuff on top.
Yeah, or Cajun style, you can get some Charmander.
Oh, Charmander sauce.
Oh, I love that stuff.
So good. A little Pidgey shit. Oh, I've gone too far.
Oh, no.
So what do you think there, Daryl? What do you want to do? Oh, and you got Billy Bob here to you know, poke and see if he wants to help you or hurt you.
Oh, yeah. I better see what I'm supposed to do because I don't have any clue at all.
Right.
So tell me,
I don't have
Mister.
A very good clue myself, but I don't know. Maybe go alphabetical. They're doing them alphabetical in the song.
Oh, it could be. Ooh. So that would be Diglett, Electrode, Nidoran, and Mankey. Right?
Other way around.
Or Mankey and Nidoran.
Yep.
Wait, LMNOP. Okay, yeah, you're right.
I'm going to...
Scott does letters.
Sometimes I have to hear the song in my head to know which order it is, that part. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to go with a combination of that logic and the second highest. So that would be Mankey, because in alphabetical... I can't even talk. Alphabetical order, that would be the second highest.
Mankey would? Oh, I see. Because you're right. I get it. So you're doing a little reach around. We call it.
If you say so.
Sure. Why not? All right. So you say.
I'm cool with that.
You're cool with Mankey. Okay. All right. Well, let's find out if you're.
Or the other thing.
Yeah. Is it Mankey? Now I don't remember. Was that what you said, Daryl? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your. Let's find out. Judges, is it?
Oh, no.
You are incorrect. However, Billy Bob thought you'd get it wrong, so he is the congratulatory winner of both Cluck Jaeger and Escape from the Planet of Pultroid and Attack on Titan Blind Box Minifig. Woo-hoo. That's awesome, dude. Are you in the tadpole today, Billy Bob number?
I am, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That means you and Brian will hook up in there, swap information, and before you know it, you two will
be doing a
reach
around.
Yeah, you'll be doing a reach around.
A Mankey reach around.
Perfect.
Yeah, just give
I didn't
us the,
think I have such an exciting morning.
Yeah.
Shoot me a message in chat and we'll get you the code and then you can get me your address and I will send this business out to you and you can tell me if you get the dude what has no skin.
Yeah, the naked man. Or no, the naked skin, no
skin
man.
The colossal titan.
See you, man. Man. Mankey.
All right. Man.
Well done, Daryl. Well done. Well done is what I'm going to say.
Well, either way.
We're a little ramshackle today. Let's see. What are we doing now? Oh, I know. Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him there at This Week in Trek, thisweekintrek.com, and The Grumpy Cast. You can also hear him now. Do a Google Maximus thing with us. Hold on. Shit. Thought I had it up. I don't know. Okay. Here's the there.
I know. I Googled it.
Give it to us. How does it work?
I am going to read part of a query that I've entered into Google, and I can't even talk, and you may phrase the win and fringe give it a bin.
All right. Gee, I wonder if I'll go back and exit or capture all that out. I wonder if that will happen. I can't imagine that I will, but I think I will. Oh, by the way, Brian, this is something you said the other day that I really enjoyed. You ready? Here you go.
Sniff those wax candle penises.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of a gimme for Ice Swarm, wasn't it?
It's a real, what's the word? It was like shooting a flare and we had to get it.
Like shooting fish in a barrel. I still have one right here.
Yeah.
Because we took one from the... from the competition, we brought one back home with us.
Hold it up, I want to see it.
All right, hold on.
Hold on, Chad. I'm going to blow him up.
I wasn't prepared.
It's okay. Liam O'Brien can help you with that. You are not prepared. All right, here he comes. This is going to be totally worth it, guys. Oh,
here, let me take it out of the bag.
Yeah. It looked like something you found down by the river. Wow. That's a candle?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a candle.
All right. It's got a little flame on the top there? Or a little wick, I mean?
A little wick, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can set that thing on fire.
Don't light that. That's awful.
Don't.
It's a terrible idea. All right, chat room. You have me to thank for having me say that. All right, Daryl. Give us the clue there.
Okay. We want the number one answer to this. Is it fun to be a blank?
Is it fun to be a blank?
Is it Bumbadook? Fun to be?
Is it Bumbadook?
Bumbadook.
Is it fun
is
to
it
be?
Is it fun to be a?
It's fun to be, Brian.
Is it fun to be a policeman? Okay. I don't know. All I can't even think of.
That's not a bad place to go. Let's see.
Ugh, it's horrible. This is the worst episode of Match Game ever.
Is it fun to be? Okay.
Right?
I'm going to be a little obscure here. Is it fun to be in second place? You know, like.
Is it fun to be a in second place?
Oh, that A. So it's an A? Oh, all right. I can't think of one. Is it fun to
be?
Is it fun to be a president?
There. That sounds pretty good.
All right. What do you think? How do we do?
The real answer, number one answer is it fun to be a girl?
Oh, I almost said that, but I thought that was weird. Because
all the answers here are weird. All
right, so here they are. Is it fun to be a girl? Is it fun to be a barista? Is it fun to be a lawyer? Is it fun to be a teacher? Or is it fun to be a cat?
That's funny. I was going to say cat, actually.
Were you? Oh, man.
Yeah, there's a song from the Aristocats. Isn't it awfully fun to be a cat?
Oh, yeah. I like that show, that movie.
Yeah.
I don't say show anymore. It makes me sound weird. Daryl, go away.
Hey, that show. It's a good show.
It's a good show, Sam. Yeah. All right, we're going to do this now.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It is the news, and it's... Oh, we forgot the other thing. Tell me the first one. Yeah. Who is Stump Daryl brought to us by?
By Void Ocean. Our crew managed to wrap up the trial of the tentacle. Now they must face the trials of Blight and Frenzy. All seems to be going well until old wounds starts act up. That's how it's written. Will they manage to let sleeping sharks lie, or will we have to say farewell to our chums? Find this tale and more at lithmage.com, LITHMAGE.com. On a side note, the All Roads Tavern crew is interested if people would like to hear a live stream continuation of our Elder Hollows series on October 30th. Email lithmage@gmail.com or tweet at lithmage LLC and let us know.
All right, so that was Stump Daryl. Thanks for bringing us that. Now the news is brought to you by...
Botched, a D&D podcast where inebriated adventurers seemingly play with D20s covered in ones, and the Dungeon Master rolls high for death odds on a critical fail. May the rolls forever be in your favor, because they certainly won't be with the party.
Oh, it's too bad. All right, we're going to talk about, you like British things, and you like pubs, right, Brian? You're a fan.
I'm a fan of drinking, if that's what you're asking me.
Well, a British pub has claimed that its ghost was stolen. And demands that a Chinese artist return it.
You stole our ghost.
Yeah. A supernatural squabble has broken out between a British pub that dates back to medieval times and a Chinese artist. The Ye Old Man and Scythe. Why does that sound familiar?
I don't know.
All right. Well,
it doesn't sound familiar to me at all.
765-year-old pub in Bolton, England. That's old.
Mm-hmm.
Claims it was haunted by the ghost of James Stanley, the 7th Earl of Derby, who was beheaded outside the pub in 1651. Wonder if that did anything for business.
Yeah.
The establishment, even posted footage on YouTube that allegedly features images of the ghost in action. But the ghost has well given up the ghost. He's missing, and the pub owners are blaming Chinese artist Liu Pingwang for stealing it. Liu wrote on his website he caught the ghost at the pub as a symbolic act in reaction to the UK's colonial past, which saw great losses of both tangible and intangible cultural assets of other nations. The pub now wants its specter back. Owner Richard Greenwood told the Bolton News he sent a letter to the artist calling for the ghost's return.
Wow. So this artist actually says, oh, I took your ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got your ghost.
Yeah, I'm the one that did it. He took full credit. And unless you do these things, I'm not giving it back or whatever. Wow. I just want to, everybody in the, if you all can hear me over there in Bolton. Ghosts are fake, man. There's no such freaking thing. Calm down and knock it off.
But they have YouTube videos proving it, man. You can see proof.
No way, man. It's all crap. It's all BS what the man wants you to think.
Maybe the ghost just left and went to a better pub.
Could have. Almost 1,000-year-old pub can't be the best pub in town.
This Huffington Post article actually has the YouTube video of, let's see, what you are about to see is actual closed circuit TV footage recorded at the Ye Old Man and Scythe pub in Bolton, the fourth oldest pub in Britain, which dates back to 1251.
Wow. All right. Let's take a look here, chat room.
Yeah.
I'm going to open this up so you can see it. Here you go. Full screen. All right. So it's talking about what Brian just said. Management discovered the footage later in the morning, same day. Oh, my gosh. Okay, here we go. There it is.
Oh, that's freaking creepy.
This is supposed to be the ghost? Let's see. Where is it?
You can see the outline of something standing at the end of the bar.
So like a guy with a blanket on him, maybe.
Right. Right?
Yeah, this is bullshit. I mean, it's creepy and all, and I like creepy things. Yeah. So don't get me wrong. That's all creepy and everything, but bullshit. All right. Here's another story for you. This would piss you off if you were there, I think. But I think Brian would have stepped in. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I just feel like you would have. A thug punches a 5-year-old baby girl in the face and says, "Sorry, I thought it was a doll." A mother watched in
I'm fine with punching dolls in the face. I'm a thug.
That's what thugs do. It's how they roll.
Thug life.
A mother watched in horror as a sick thug ran up and punched her 5-year-old baby in the face in a UK supermarket. The hooligan suddenly belted tiny Elsie Rose in a Tesco and then calmly apologized and said, "Sorry, I thought it was a doll." Elsie, that's my thug, my British thug.
Yeah, that's a good the British thug voice, yeah. Yeah.
Elsie's sister Libby, age 7, thought the yob... Boy, this is definitely a British article.
Yeah.
Thought the yob had killed baby Elsie in the store in Bagley, Greater Manchester, according to The Sun. "I'm absolutely broken and torn apart. I can't believe what me and my daughter had to see last night. It was just so horrific," says the mother, Amy Duckers. And these are British as shit people, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Amy Duckers.
Hello.
With a name like Duckers.
It has to be good. "I never ever wanted to punch someone, ever wanted anyone to have to go through that again. We all heard the punch land on my little baby. We didn't react at first because we were all so shocked. Then I screamed. He could have easily killed her. Elsie, who only weighs 3 kilograms, was raced to a hospital, but thankfully is not believed to have any serious injuries. Monday's horror attack came after Amy and partner Lewis Temple, age 24, took Elsie Rose out for the first time since she was born last week. The family nipped into a Tesco." Did Terpster write this? Like, what's going
right.
on?
Brilliant. That was brilliant.
It was a brilliant day. Where they met the neighbor who came over to look at the baby. Our neighbor then saw one of her work colleagues who was with her husband and said, "Oh, come and have a look at this lovely baby," Amy told the Manchester Evening News. And then after that, he punched it.
Was it the work colleague's husband is the thug that punched?
I think so. Yeah. So they didn't really make that clear. Maybe later it does. Wow. Why would you punch a bait? I don't care if it is a doll.
Why would you punch a doll? Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, that's the thing they don't explain here. It's like, oh, we'll just accept that he said, "Oops, I thought it was a doll." No. No. Then you ask, why do you punch a doll? What's your motivation there, pal? If I see a girl with a doll, I don't go, "Oh, I got to punch that doll, dude." Why? I don't know. It's in me.
I got to punch dolls. It's what I do.
It's in my blood.
Reaffirms my manliness.
You're not a real man unless you've punched a baby doll in the face.
I'd say stay out of Tesco. Don't nip into another Tesco.
Mm-mm. Nip means like hopped in, popped in.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I don't know what
nipped into mean. The in and out for a little animal style.
Oh, great. That sounded Australian. I like that.
It did, actually. I can't hear myself, Scott. I don't know what I sound like.
It's fine. You sound like yourself. To you, you sound like nothing.
I sound like nothing. I'm going to reboot while the song's going.
Sounds good to me. Angry Pooping Burglar story. You ready for this
one? Oh, it's my favorite new app.
Oh, it's so good, isn't it? The Angry Pooping Burglar?
Pooping Burglar. Yeah, love it.
Endless Pooper, they call it. That's the new genre. Angry Pooping Burglar caught brown-handed with DNA match.
Brown-handed.
This is so funny. It's from the globaltimes.com. A serial burglar stood trial Tuesday for breaking into a Beijing home and after failing to find anything of value, leaving a steaming pile of evidence. Quote, "I was in a bad mood and couldn't find anything worth selling, so I took a dump on the bed," says Zhang, age 39. He told the Fangshan court. Is that a direct translation from the Mandarin?
People who are just, it's not just dumb decisions. It's like these people need other jobs or something, right? They need hobbies.
By the way, Siri thought I was talking to her. Let me tell you what she thinks I said. Yeah. This is pretty great. So look at all this text chat room. This is Tom. "Hey, serial burglar, set a trial Tuesday for breaking into Beijing home after falling and failing to find the thing about you leaving a steaming pile of evidence.
So did it set a reminder for Tuesday?
I was a bad mood. Couldn't find a thing worth selling, so I took dump on bedside. Jane 839 till the famous in Cortabang. That's utterly fantastic.
Thank you, Siri.
Well done. Today should be a big announcement about Siri improvements. Anyway, so he's in trouble. And it says here he was convicted of theft in 2008, has committed over 287 burglaries over the years. And they matched the DNA in his poop with him and said, this is you. So that's how he got in trouble.
Wow.
He says, single story houses were my major targets, especially fancy looking ones.
I need to work in that CSI department.
I know, dude. Whee! I leave my sunglasses on for that.
Enhance.
Zoom. I spent the stolen money mainly on good meals and watching movies in the internet cafes, he says.
Oh, so. Well, at least he's, you know, trying to bring some culture to his life. It's not on drugs. So good for you, pooping burglar.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. Hey, remember go ahead. And
what an insult to the people whose house that he broke into, like, oh, wow, you have nothing in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So do you remember the no interviews guy, this guy?
No interviews. No
camping,
interviews,
right? Harold Camping?
Harold Campling. Camping. So his deal was 2012 was supposed to be the end of the world.
Right.
It didn't happen. We're many years past that now. I've not heard a thing from those people. He died. So he's not here anymore. And then I guess his kids didn't pick up the charge or whatever. But I haven't heard any like end of times talk lately except out of Third Eagle, and he's just perpetually doing that. So it doesn't matter.
Of course, yeah. Right.
But I haven't heard anybody come out and go, according to the third sun and the fourth district of the moon, if it shines on a dog at 4 a.m., that means the world will end or whatever. None of that's happening. Right. Until now.
Until now. The streak has been broken.
That's right. There's going to be a world-ending solar eclipse in 2017. Next year! Oh, my gosh.
Quick.
The end
is... watch all the movies you want to watch.
You thought Netflix would have... House of Cards forever. No, you have to watch it. The end is nigh. Pack up your belongings. Head for the hills and make peace with those who have wronged. A group of Christians have predicted that the total solar eclipse will see the end of the world. The eclipse, which will cover the U.S. and see partial eclipses in the U.K., mostly Scotland and Northern Ireland, will take place August 21st, 2017. So just shy of a year from now. But thanks to some this is a very British article as well. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Thanks to, I'm just going to say the way it's written, okay, people?
Yes, please. It means cigarettes, people.
It does. Right. Thanks to some back of fag packet style calculations. Some Christians have said it means the world is going to end. Mystery over naked woman spotted through. Oh, this is a different article then.
Oh.
I think. Oops. Mystery over naked woman spotted walking through Doncaster.
Yeah, that's
a different thing.
That's not the solar eclipse.
They said she blocked out the sun.
No.
From another story or something.
Yeah, mystery over naked woman spotted walking through Doncaster is another thing. But then right after that is return to this.
Oh, yeah. It says they said that the creation of Israel 70 years ago next year was the start of a biblical generation. And we must now be ready for another. Taking this into account, along with some previous theories, Feast for Autumn and Spring, Revelations verses, and 12th century rabbis who said stuff, we can safely say the maths are pretty solid. I hate that when maths is used with an S.
Like plural maths.
Yeah. I don't like it. And he says we're all going to die. However, there is a window for our destruction. While the apocalypse will undoubtedly start next year, it will go on for another 7 years, ending in 2024, and the church adds doubt to its own theory, saying if the church was meant to know the dates of the tribulation with certainty, we would know by now. So far, date speculation has been 100% wrong because it's just that, speculation. So take this with a grain of salt.
Like they need to tell us that.
People maybe.
All of our previous world-ending predictions have been wrong. Oh, really? Okay, I wasn't sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that information, because I was sure that the world ended at least twice, but yeah. I guess
it was only once, or did that even happen? Anyway, people are funny. That's all I know. But instead of talking about them more, we're going to take a break. It's a sponsor break, and we're going to hear from them real quick and be right back. So you guys, just stay tuned. Hey guys, I'm here to talk to you about Warby Parker. Are you like me? Do you have eyewear needs? I'm not blind, but when I don't have my glasses on, things get a little rough. I can't drive. And when I drive, I'd like to look good. So I want to give a shout out to our friends at warbyparker.com. And thanks, by the way, Warby Parker, for supporting our podcast. Warby Parker makes high-quality, stylish, and affordable glasses that start at only $95. That includes prescription lenses. Warby Parker makes buying glasses easy. Do it all online, risk-free. And they have their in-home try-on program. I did this. So you order 5 pairs of frames. They ship them straight to your door. And then you try them on. And you have everybody around you going, hey, I like that pair. I like this pair or whatever. You keep the frames for 5 days before you send them back. And that's free also. Using the prepaid return shipping label with no obligation to purchase. And then you order the ones you want. I love it. The black pair of frames I got, I am so stoked about. I actually look really good. You know, when you all come to Nerdtacular next year, you're going to go, Scott, what did you do? Did you lose weight? Have you been at the gym? What's changed? And I'll say, well, it's these Warby Parker lenses. Check me out. When you place the order for prescription glasses, you will have them in your hands within 10 business days. They usually arrive even faster than that. That has been my experience. For every pair of glasses sold, Warby Parker distributes a pair of glasses to someone in need. So you're not only getting great glasses for yourself, but you're actually helping somebody else out. Somebody else in need. There is nothing wrong with that. Everybody needs to help somebody in need. Try Warby Parker out for yourself and see how good you look in their frames. Go to warbyparker.com/TMS and order your own try-on kit at home with free shipping all around. That's warbyparker.com/TMS. You'll love them. This will be a break where we hear a song and Brian reboots his computer. When we come back, it'll be time for recommendals. And we got an email to round things out. Tom's still out of town until this weekend, so no Tom's Tech Time. But you can catch me later hosting for him on Daily Tech News Show at 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Brian, what are we going to play, Indie in the Middle?
Well, let's go to Minnesota and an artist named Haley Bonar. Mm-hmm. She has a brand new album called Impossible Dream. Just came out last week or a couple weeks ago, actually. But she's kicking off her U.S. tour tonight in Chicago. So go check her out. If you like this, go see her in concert and tell her you heard about her on the morning stream. This is her brand new song, Called You Queen, from her album, Impossible Dream. It is Haley Bonar.
Bonar. Are you sure it's Bonar?
I'm going to pronounce it Bonar.
All right.
Like sonar.
All right. Bonar. Yeah. I've got a raging Bonar. Here you go. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Or lack of ammunition. High school, TV, VCR repair, computer programming, child daycare, bookkeeping, personal computer specialist.
F it. I'm just going to say it.
This is the morning stream.
It is indeed. Oh my gosh. It's the morning stream. It's the halfway point. Well, a little more than halfway, probably. We're going to try calling Brian back. I'm going to pause the show for a second. Oh, Brian's back, everybody. Did you reboot?
I rebooted and I can hear myself perfectly now.
Yay!
Oh my God, is that what I sound like?
You do. It sounds just like you.
No.
Some people don't like to hear it so bad they won't even monitor themselves when they do podcasts.
Yeah, you got to get over that quick.
I agree, because you need to know how hot you are or that you got too close.
Yeah, I know how hot I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Let me tell you how I gauge your hotness, Brian. Hey, it's recommendals time.
Yes.
Wonder if we'll get Nicole early or not. Or a tiny bit early.
Well, yeah.
Tiny bit. We'll give it a shot, though.
Teensy weensy bit. She's in the chat room, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, it probably means she's around. I see her green. She's green on the thing here.
Uh-huh.
And we got a little theme here. This is all lined up, so I'm going to play this now. As soon as I see her pick that phone up, I'm clicking it. There's nothing people can do. You can all try to think of things to do, but I'm just killing time at this point. I don't see her picking it up. She probably scram dashing across the room, thought she had time to pee.
Mark!
Mark! Something's wrong with the mic, Mark!
No, she's not in the chat room now.
Good. Okay, now we're for real. Here
and
it is.
And I imagine they'll send us more if we don't compare her last name to a part of the male anatomy.
Probably, yeah. Really good, though. I found her on Apple Music. I'm going to listen to that stuff later.
Yeah, she's great.
Nicole Spaganuolo. What's going on?
Guess what? I have a visitor with me.
No way. Who you got there?
Can you see her?
Oh, look, the baby.
Sure can.
Looks like a microphone head.
It is the happiest baby in the world.
That's right. Oh, look at the little one here.
Look at her among all those power tools.
Yeah, all right.
So cute. Adorable little thing.
Yeah, I wasn't going to be able to get her down for a nap. I said, well, come join me.
She's a happy little booger. That's good, right?
She is.
Yeah. That's always good. I don't think I've seen a photo where she isn't smiling. So
no.
Well done on that. Oh, mom's got some kind of gooey, chewy business.
Just as happy in person. And there's a dog.
Yep, there's a dog. It wants whatever you're eating.
She's
too.
She's looking at you, Brian.
It's like the spag menagerie right there. Hello.
The spag menagerie.
Spag menagerie.
The spag menagerie.
Right.
You know how it is. Well, Nicole's here to do recommendals, and yes. We like doing these every Wednesday. We do a little recommendals, and we have a theme that I completely ignored.
Yeah. It's comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Ignored it. Okay. What else?
Really?
Something about lizards?
You couldn't even stick to a comedy.
There's a couple of moments that are funny. It really came down to time for me this week. I only had time to really sort of watch a single thing, and it ended up being totally not. Well, Brian inspired it. I'll say that.
Oh, really?
So that'll be fun. That'll be part of the fun surprise.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear that.
But I can tell you it's not overtly a comedy, though they have a few funny moments, and mm-hmm. it has no lizards in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Reptile, fish, or amphibian.
Yeah, it has none of that. I guess there was a fish tank in a scene. That's about it. Mm. So, yeah, I cheated hard. But we'll do Brian first. Brian, you want any setup for this, for yours?
Sure. This is a movie that we have recommended before, but it's been years. And I had never seen it until last night. Watched it specifically for recommendals. And not sure I can recommend it. You know what? People love this movie. I'll STF you. I'll just play the clip.
All right, here it is.
What did you find out at the weigh station?
My cruiser weighs 16,000 kilograms.
I just got off the phone with Tom Mercado from the budget committee. This thing with Favre is screwed up, Pooch.
What? They can't lump us in with that f***ing Martian.
We're all in the same boat, fellas.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun. Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic. Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really. Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
Oh!
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
All right. That's Brian Cox. I know that.
Yes.
I like him. Scottish actor. He's an X-Men too.
Wasn't the restaurant in Office Space Shenanigans?
It might have been one where he had to have all the pieces of flair. What is that? Was it Shenanigans?
It might have been.
It was something like that.
Poppers or something like that. Yeah.
I have no idea. You're saying this is like a cult hit or something?
This is a cult classic. I mean, this is like right up there with Wet Hot American Summer and Rocky Horror Picture Show as far as a beloved cult classic. Okay. Oh, Tchotchkes. Tchotchkes was
Tchotchkes, that's right.
Thank you, Dice Tomato.
Yeah. So I have no idea. Never heard of it. But I know.
Well, if I were to throw a couple words in meow, then maybe that might help you meow.
Okay, give me a meow meow.
That didn't help either?
No, it didn't. Is it cat thing? It's a cat thing? Hold on.
No, no. Oh.
What's the reptile in it? Or is it?
Well, here, I'll tell you the movie. Nope. And the chat room has nailed it. It's Super Troopers.
Oh, Super Troopers. Super Troopers 2.
Super Troopers 2 is supposed to come out soon. They just wrapped up filming and they're working on post-production now. That was a funded Indiegogo, I believe, a funded film, yeah, a sequel.
Something like that, yeah.
And it's beloved. People love this movie.
What was the one on the island, the murder mystery one?
Oh, that was also done by these guys?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I know Beerfest.
Club Dread, I think it is. Club Dread.
Club Dread, okay.
Yeah, yep. I like that one.
Mm. Okay, that one I haven't seen. I've seen Beerfest, which I did like, and I could have done that one too, because the reptile is Broken Lizard, the comedy troupe that...
Right. Well done, mm-hmm. dude.
Thanks. Yeah, that was an intentional one. Oh, look, there's a mark now, too. You've got a mark.
Oh, good. There's a mark. You can yell at him if the mic's being weird.
Is it being weird?
No, but I'm just saying, if you need to, you can go, Mark! Like that, if you need his help. That's just something we hear from you.
Is that a bingo square now?
It probably is.
We have a mark.
It probably is.
There are parts of this movie that we laughed out loud about. I mean, the whole prankster aspect of these guys, it's basically a bunch of state troopers in Vermont near the border to Canada. And they're pulling over guys smoking pot and pulling over speeders and horny Germans and things like that. And that aspect of the movie, I mean, it feels like a bunch of ideas for skits all kind of threaded together with a plot, a loose plot about drug smuggling.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And the aspects of the prank aspects of it, I absolutely loved. I thought those were hilarious because they would do these things where it's like, all right, let's play repeating cop, where the two cops go up to the car and they just repeat everything that the other one says, or replacing the word now with the word meow and seeing how many times they can get it before their their foil gets it.
It reminds me of Reno 911. Mm.
Totally like Reno 911. Yeah, for sure.
The nice thing about Reno 911 was, though, it was shot like a reality show, right?
Yeah.
Like it was a fake reality show, and that works for me for some reason. I'm not sure Super Troopers will ever totally work for me, and I've never seen it, so I can't say that for sure. But
well, it's streaming on HBO Meow.
All right.
And you can check it out.
Nicely done. Snuck that in there.
So you can watch it for free there if you've got your HBO, obviously for free in quotes, if you've got your HBO account. But I'd say put it on while you're doing something else.
Okay.
There's aspects of it I think that are really funny, and I'm looking forward to seeing the sequel. Maybe it's going to be like a Wet Hot American Summer where, you know, more appreciation will come to this after I see something else related to it.
Yeah, the TV show was good.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, I like that TV show, but I hated the movie, so yeah, that's a good example.
Yeah,
hopefully they will.
It does have Brian Cox in it. It's also got Linda Carter, and it's got oh my god, I'm forgetting the guy's name, and I'm not seeing it in the
Wonder Woman, Linda Carter.
Yeah, Wonder Woman, Linda Carter.
Oh, all right.
And it's got the guy who was George Costanza's boss that had the mole on his shoulder.
Oh, that guy died tragically recently.
Oh, did
he
really?
Remember, he was like, I think we talked about it on the news. He tried to shoot himself because he had a cancer diagnosis, so he was going to commit suicide, and he missed, and it blew off half his face, but he survived.
Oh my gosh, Daniel Van Bargen.
That guy, yeah. He was always talking about Dr. Van Nostrand because Kramer came in pretending to be Dr. Van Nostrand. It was great.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
And that guy had a bad way out. And he eventually died, I think, of either complications from the gunshot or the cancer got him or something.
Oh yeah, he died. He shot himself in February of 2012, but he died in March of 2015, 3 years later.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Kind of a bummer deal. That guy's funny. You know who else he was? He was basically Satan in O Brother, Where Art Thou. He had the sunglasses with the flames in it all the time. That guy was great.
He was great.
Anyway, I'll see it and I'll judge for myself, I suppose.
Perfect.
It strikes me as a movie that will annoy me, though, but we'll see.
I couldn't get through it.
You couldn't get through it? See, no. two of my favorite recommendable people don't like it that much.
And it's sad because I hear so many good things about it from people, right?
Mm-hmm. It might be one of those movies that has to be like on basic cable. It's just on. Mm-hmm. And you catch pieces of it, and then slowly over the time, it wears you down.
Yeah,
right.
There's movies out there like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. I like movies like I don't know. In a way, it's like a throwback to some like '80s movies, like Porky's or
Cable Guy was like that for me. I didn't like it the first go, but it over time, it's just been on basic cable, and you catch it, and then you start having inside jokes with, you know, Mark and I have inside jokes with it, and now it's. I love it. Gives me nice memories.
Yeah. So makes you feel good.
Oh,
sure.
Here's my clip. This will Brian will probably know right away because you're the reason I finally watched it. So anyway, here it is.
I bet I can guess.
Here it is.
Yeah, Sam, we got a problem.
What is it?
The little guy. He's half in a bag. And nobody told him he was 86 from the joint. So we all turned our heads and made out like we didn't know who he was. He's over at the 21 table with his nose wide open. He took the money out of his own kick, and his nose is open for about $10,000. Now he's really pissed.
Oh, no.
What's a $50,000 marker?
Doctor, just give
I don't know why that faded out. That's weird. But anyway.
Is that Casino?
That is Casino, Brian.
Oh.
So you recommended that I keep making references to Casino, and then I keep saying how I haven't seen it, and you keep saying, oh, you should. It's good. It's a good Scorsese movie.
Yeah.
It is. It's really good.
It is. It's one of those movies where you struggle to find someone in the film that you like.
Yeah, it's almost impossible. Like, really,
De Niro is the most sympathetic character.
Sure.
But just barely.
Barely. Like, it's just full of everyone's a douchebag. Pesci just continues his string of roles where you just want to freaking punch him.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, the funny thing is he's basically the Goodfellas guy. He's the same guy.
Very much so, yeah. And even Sharon Stone is kind of the same kind of hot mess that that you had in not played by her, but in films like Goodfellas. And,
sure. What impressed me in this movie were all the supporting roles, like James Woods and Don Rickles. Right. I love Don Rickles in this. That was him talking there. Alan King, Kevin Pollak, these guys. Dick Smothers was in it. He played a senator, one of the Smothers brothers. Frank Vincent, a lot of old... You'd see him and just go, oh, yeah, I remember all these people from a million things. I thought it was good, and I remember in 95 when it came out, not seeing it because when I had seen Goodfellas, I thought Goodfellas was good, but I don't think I appreciated what it really actually was, and it just seemed needlessly mean and violent to me, but I've gained an appreciation for Scorsese movies over the years, and to wait this long and now see it, it felt fresh and new and good. The only complaint I have, and it's my own fault, and this is, by the way, streaming on Amazon Prime. My only complaint is, well, first of all, there's no fish or lizard in it. And it's also not a comedy. Complaint.
Make sure you put that in your Amazon review.
Yeah, I'll put that in there.
There's no fish or lizard.
Yeah, that'll make a lot of sense.
It's not a comedy, nor fish or
lizard. But my biggest complaint, or not really a complaint, but the thing I noticed at the very beginning, this isn't a spoiler, and the show's really old, or movie's really old. People should just see it if they want to see it. Sure. But it starts with a shot of De Niro in the late 70s, early 80s, walking out of the casino, getting into his Cadillac and starting the engine, and the car explodes. Mm-hmm. That's the beginning of the movie.
That's the beginning of the film.
And then they kind of go back in time and tell you the story.
How it sets that up.
Exactly.
Right?
Here's the problem. When I saw that, I was at first shocked like you're supposed to be. Like, whoa, already? This is crazy. Blah, blah, blah. I want to go back and watch that again. So I backed 10 seconds, watched him get back in the car. And if you're really paying attention to it, you see the frame where it goes from De Niro sitting in there to a dummy head sitting in
there. Oh, no, really?
Yeah, and it really threw me off for a while. It took me a while to forget I saw that. Now, if it was today, Scorsese would have done some very inexpensive and subtle CGI work in there,
right,
and it would have never looked bad, but it was a dummy for like a whole frame. It was real weird to watch. Anyway, that's a small
thing. I like that you, Zapruder style, analyze the beginning of the film. Like,
well, I was trying to understand, because my understanding is he survives that. Or, well, you know, I know now that he survives it. And so I thought, well, if he's going to survive this thing, as it says in the synopsis, how would you even survive such an explosion? So right. I was kind of Zapruder filming it. I was kind of like, oh, it came from the grassy knoll or whatever. And it turns out it's just a big clay dummy looking guy in there, and it doesn't look anything like him. So anyway, it's good. It's great. It's, you know, very violent and caustic and, you know, sweary, sure, and all this. It's the same for the kids by any stretch, but it's pretty fine Scorsese work. And I'll say this too. You know how a lot of movies get criticized for doing narration?
Mm-hmm.
I almost don't like it if his movies don't have narration. You know what I mean? Like, you have to have some inner dialogue going on in a Scorsese movie for that to work. My favorite Scorsese movies all feature tons of, like, that's when I met Bill. It was back in the time when we're... Right. Like,
in the back room is where we used to hang and, you know, bash all the people's heads open with a bat.
Yeah, he has a way of making that an art form while others make it unnecessary.
Yes.
So, like, it's this stark contrast of having Harrison Ford say anything in narration in, say,
Blade Runner.
But then in this, it's like it wouldn't be the same without it. That's really weird. Anyway, that's just, that hit me while I was watching it. Anyway, Skin, it's Casino. Jobs.
That's what we used to call them.
That's right. Goodfellas is good. This movie is good. I there are a lot of Scorsese movies I like. I really didn't like Wolf of Wall Street. Just hit too close to home. It just felt too, like, there are real
too much like your life.
They're real people. I just knew they're real people like this. Yeah. And I just thought, oh, they're working.
Like The Big Short.
Yeah, kind of like that. Mm-hmm. It leaves you feeling very uneasy. Whereas this stuff, it's like, the 70s. What do I care?
I'm so far separated from this that I could never get.
Yeah. So anyway, it feels more like a period piece or a fantasy to me. But anyway, there's that. Casino on Amazon Prime. Nicole, what do you got?
All right, I have two movies.
Okay. Oh, before you do them, can I play something you said last week?
Sure.
Check this out.
Bombadook.
So the reason I bring that up is I kind of lied. I didn't see just Casino. I did take some time and watch The Babadook.
Oh, good.
Or as Nicole called.
Bombadook.
The Bombadook.
Bombadook.
That's a good movie. Like, surprisingly scary and cool. And I thought
and
about recommending
different
it
than
here.
You'd expect. Like, it's more of a psychological thriller than a... you know, a monster in the closet kind of thing.
Oh, for sure. And the way they visualize that stuff is super creepy. And I figured out, it was driving me crazy, the Australian actress who plays the mom.
Mm-hmm.
She's the stage actress that plays Cersei Lannister in the fake stage play thing in Game of Thrones last season.
Oh, yeah, this most recent season. Yeah.
She's the mark for what's her name to go get and poison that whole thing.
Right.
It was driving me crazy.
Essie Davis is the actress.
She's incredible in that. Anyway, that movie's great. Super good.
Since you went off on a tangent, I want to ask Brian, have you found a replacement before the fall shows come out for Stranger Things yet?
A replacement? Like, what am I? Like,
are you watching a new series or anything like that?
I'm still in the middle of Deadwood.
Okay. I have a new show for you to watch.
Okay.
That is kind of cool. It's called Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
Jonathan Strange. Wow.
It's on Netflix.
Completely new to me. Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
And it's an alternate world that magic exists, but magic hasn't been done for 300 years, and they're trying to figure out why. Hmm. And it's a BBC TV show. Mm-hmm. So cool.
Chat room is raving about it. So awesome.
Yeah. Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
Oh yeah, I saw that and I was curious about what that was.
Watch it.
Okay.
Really, I'm really enjoying it.
But Scott, you got to watch Stranger Things first.
I know I will.
Yeah.
I still haven't started it. I'm such a
Stranger Things listener.
I haven't had time. All right, that's good. No,
Ava agrees. Okay, sorry.
All right.
To the theme at hand. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I have two. One definitely is the category I would win the game with this one. Okay. The second one is funny at times, and it does have a reptile in it, but it's more of a character than a prop. So, but I want to recommend it. So, here's,
you just remind. You know what I should have done? I should have done Ringo, that animated.
You mean Rango?
No, Ringo. Ringo.
Rango.
No, it's Ringo.
With Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Ringo.
Isn't it Ringo?
It's Rango.
Who's Ringo?
He was a beetle.
That's a beetle.
Oh, you're right. It is Rango. I should have done that because he was literally a lizard, and it was a comedy. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So, I don't know what this clip is, but we'll see.
I'm going to miss you, buddy, but I got to get the hell off this island. I'm sorry I can't take you with me, but you've lived here so long, you're too big of a pansy to defend yourself in the wild. I don't feel bad for you. I know you got a little romantic thing going on with Candace. Candace and Bernice? Candace, Bernice, and Rose? Yeah, I fell for one chick and I'm losing my mind. Good luck with that.
Adam Sandler, but I don't know what that is.
For sure. Is that 50 First Dates?
That is 50 First
Dates. Only island movie I can think of with Adam Sandler.
And it's streaming on Netflix right now. I personally love this movie. It's sweet. It takes place in Hawaii. And the prop being fish, because he was talking to his walrus friend. He is like...
Walrus ain't a fish.
Yeah, that's a mammal.
I know, but they...
They eat fish?
Is the prop.
Oh, okay.
The walrus.
Yeah, I was going to say that is a land mammal, but it's fine. It's totally
it
fine.
Also, no, I'm not saying the walrus.
I know, I know.
He's feeding the walrus fish. We'll
allow it. We'll, the judges are nodding. It's fine.
That's right. Yes.
And Drew Barrymore is in it. It's just, Frodo. Not Frodo, but...
Bilbo.
Not Bilbo.
Samwise.
Bongo. Oh, yes, Samwise. Sean Astin.
Sean Astin, yeah.
It's our time. Our time.
He's Rudy in this, is what you're telling me.
Yes, Rudy's in it, yes.
And he plays a very funny character because he's like, do you remember this movie, Brian? I think he's on steroids or something. He's bodybuilding and he's all pumped up. And
barely.
He's just ridiculous, but
it's got a fantastic cover soundtrack. That's the thing I remember most about it. And it, and I think of all of the, Sandler Barrymore, films, because there are a whole series of these.
Yeah, The Wedding Singer.
This one's my favorite.
I don't know. Wedding Singer is my favorite, but I do love.
Oh, really?
Spade.
So you got Wedding Singer. You got this. What's the other one? What's the other one they did?
They just did one recently. I think called Blended.
Blended family, right? Yes, it was blended. Like they each were from a different family with kids and blah blah blah.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Me neither. I'm sure it's a lovely time. I'm sure it's a good time at the movie theater. I've never seen 50 First Dates, so perhaps.
Oh, you should watch it. It's really sweet.
Okay,
it's cute. Yeah.
All right, my wife will watch it with me.
It's not that obnoxious.
It's like Memento in rom-com form.
Oh,
kind of. Yeah.
All right, that's cool. He leaves little post-it notes reminding him that he used to be something else, or what?
That's right. Yes.
Drew Barrymore's character had an accident, and she has a short-term memory, and she only remembers up to a certain point when the accident happened. Then every day after, I mean, this is totally unlikely. I mean, it's a far-fetched concept,
right.
But you have to kind of go with it and be in that part of the
set. So it's kind of like Groundhog Day in a way. She's like, every date is the first date and he has to try to get it right 50 times. Okay.
Yes.
Right. That sounds like an okay premise. I'm okay with that.
It's cute.
All right. She only remembers from up till she was the fire starter, Brian. In that
That's right. She does not remember E.T.
Nope. No more E.T.
Alligators in the sewers.
All right. So there's number one. Now number two. This next one's a cheat, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit. I mean, like I said, there's a snake in it. It's more of a character than a prop.
All right.
A funny kind of hat.
What is it? It is a hat for salutes, actually, to raise when people acclaim me. Clap your hands. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, see? Do you really admire me very much? Am I not the handsomest, the best dressed, the richest? I'm the most intelligent man on this planet.
But you're the only man on this planet.
Do me this kindness and admire me just the same. Please.
There you go.
I have no idea. I know it's Ricky Gervais, but I don't know.
That was to Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'd be able to pull out of that. Obviously an animated film, because...
This is The Little Prince.
The Little Prince.
Don't know this one.
That's like based on the old book, like the old kids' book, right?
Oh my, you have to watch this on Netflix.
Okay.
It is wonderful. It should have been in the theaters. So they take the book, The Little Prince, and they kind of wrap it around a story of a little girl who her mom, it kind of starts off with her trying to get into a certain school. And very serious, very important adult things. And so her mom is grooming her to be just a great grown-up. I'm having trouble here, if you can't notice.
juggling a few things.
Juggling a baby and...
Mark!
Like, oh my God. But it's so sweet. And so she doesn't... She bombs the interview, so her mom buys a house in the neighborhood that allows her to go to this very prestigious school. And the reason why they get the house is because the next-door neighbor is very eccentric. And he, voiced by Jeff Bridges, I believe it is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ava, stop.
But I want to breastfeed now, Mom.
An old man, and he begins to tell this little girl the story of the Little Prince, and she kind of learns to play instead of this whole. Her mom plans out her whole life in this schedule, and it's, you know, it's just a very sweet, well done movie, and I can't believe it's. It's just direct to Netflix.
So this is a
I love watching you like juggling a baby in a microphone, trying to keep the two well away from each other.
You're doing a good job. Is this a Netflix original then, or what?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Netflix original. I'm guessing they bought up the rights, but it could have easily gone to the theaters. It's so
well. Look
up.
At this and cast. Listen to this cast: Jeff Bridges, Rachel McAdams, Paul Rudd, Marion Gautier, rather, however you say her name.
Cotillard.
Thank you. James Franco, Benicio del Toro. You flip me. Ricky Gervais. Bud Cort, Paul Giamatti, Riley Osborne, Albert Brooks, and Mackenzie Foy. That's a big cast.
That's a big cast. Yeah. And What you got to love about this is that when you look at the IMDb page and it says, all right, people who like this movie also liked, and it lists Kubo and the Two Strings, The Box Trolls. So it looks like it's got that kind of Neil Gaiman-esque kind of style to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful film. And I will warn you, you may just cry a little bit.
Aww.
That's
why it's not a full comedy. There are very funny parts in it. The whole interaction with the Ricky Gervais character is very funny. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I highly, highly recommend The Little. All right.
I'm in. I'm all in on this one.
Hey. I'm so glad that you guys didn't know about it.
Yeah, I had no idea. This is like a little secret that no one told me about. I usually don't trust things that are direct to DVD or direct to streaming service animation things. Because that usually tells me there was a problem or that it's crappily made or it's, you know, on par with like those Barbie princess movies or something.
Yeah.
It's good to know that that may be changing. That's really good. I will be checking that out.
The Canadians in the chat room are sad. Free Ranger says that Little Prince is not on Netflix in Canada, nor Strange or Mr. Norrell. I'm sorry.
It's okay, guys. Go watch Degrassi Junior High or some bullshit up there. It's fine.
Or, you know, The Making of Poutine or something like that.
Yeah. There's plenty of stuff. You'll be fine. Bob and Doug McKenzie clips or something. We know what you guys are doing. Get the most for your money with holes in it.
Yoga right. Hosers. I don't know.
Yoga hosers. Oh, my gosh. That looks like it will be the least favorite Kevin Smith movie I'll ever see.
It's sweet. I haven't seen it yet, but the fact that he did the movie with his daughter, I watched an interview that he did with his daughter and it made me cry.
I think that's
his
great.
Daughter that he named Harley Quinn.
Yeah. Yeah. The one he named after a comic book character. Yep. That one.
But it's a sweet interview.
I really like that he's doing that, but that trailer makes me think that movie is just a trash heap. So we'll see.
You never know.
I
think he's there's definitely some brilliance in some of his other stuff. So I'll give it a chance. I mean, even Mallrats, which some people don't like, I really enjoy.
I love Mallrats. Yeah. When it first came out, people hated Mallrats. Yeah. That's kind of movie that
rose. It wasn't Clerks. I think that's the problem is people were expecting another Clerks. And
did you see Tusk?
Never saw Tusk.
I hated Tusk.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. By the way, Yoga Hosers currently enjoying a 21% on Rotten Tomatoes. So there you go. Nice and low. All right. Well, there you have it. Nicole Spag, always a pleasure. Nicole Spag on Twitter. You can follow her there. Oh, we need to do the what's next week's thing.
Mm-hmm. Here you go.
Have the baby help us.
All right. The title contains someone's name.
Okay.
Okay.
And a prop could be a rock, paper, or a scissor.
Ah, cool.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
That's a weird one.
Yeah. Okay. I'm in. That sounds rock, all right. Paper, I'm not going to cheat this time. I'm going to do it for real.
Sure.
It's a pretty easy thing. You know, I mean, just nailing down somebody's name. I think you'll find a piece of paper in just about every film you can.
That's...
Yeah. Yes. Does it have, how prominent does the paper have to be?
Outside.
Does it have to be a prominent paper?
Can it just says prop.
Okay. You ever seen paper?
And since we abolished Fish Called Wanda last week, should we say we're abolishing Edward Scissorhands for this one?
Yeah.
Is it even streaming?
Probably not.
Probably somewhere.
Yeah. I still think we ban it. That's, okay. That's a good band because it's his name and it's all about cutting paper and stuff. And he has scissors for hands. I mean, good Lord, it's too easy.
Right, yeah.
All right, I like it. Let's do that.
It's not streaming anyway, according to Just Watch. Okay. So there you go.
Nicole, anything else you'd like to mention or say?
No.
No? Awesome. Nicole Spag on Twitter. Follow her there. Have fun. Our best to the baby, the family, and even Mark. We'll talk to you later.
Bye now. See ya.
Whoops, didn't hang up. Okay, there we go. Now it is. All right, Brian. I'm going to close this out with a little email.
Okay. Can I tell you what email is brought to us by?
Yeah, you can.
Brought to us by Coverville, where today we're going to celebrate the birthday of Freddie Mercury. He would have been 70 this week. Actually, would have been 70 today. Mm. So covers of your favorite Queen songs and probably some of your not so favorite Queen songs.
Mm. Oh, I like that.
So, you know, Bicycle Race and Don't Stop Me Now, probably Fat Bottom Girls,
mm-hmm.
Killer Queen, Play the Game, Sure, Heart Attack, Radio Gaga, whatever. It'll be on here. All that stuff. 1 p.m. today, coverville.com/live.
Today's celebrity birthdays include him.
Mm-hmm.
Wiz Khalifa.
Mm.
Pink.
Okay.
Martin.
Oh, Pink's birthday? Well, then I almost have to. She does a cover of Bohemian Rhapsody. Maybe I'll just play her version.
Yep. Yep.
Because she does a really good version of it. So I could do that.
Yep. Martin Freeman today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Brooke Burke. And a kid actor named Cameron Dallas. I don't know who that is. Oh my gosh, and on this famous birthdays, today's celebrity birthdays, Mark Turpin is listed.
Oh yeah, Mark Turpin.
And they're using a photo from Nerdtacular 2012.
No way, like he's really showing up in celebrity birthdays?
Yeah, what the heck. I'm going to have to give him all kinds of heat on Twitter here in a moment for that. All right.
I tried to wish him a happy birthday on Skype and it said Truther.
I did.
Auto-corrected to Truther or something like that.
Ah, the conspiracies are true.
That's right.
All right. Steve Smetzer wrote in to the email address we use here on the show, which is themorningstream@gmail.com. And he says this: Hi, Scott. I wanted to support you that Utah is not the only state with bad neighbors when it comes to dogs. Well, of course it isn't. It's a silly thing to think. But anyway.
Right. I thought it was only Utah.
It was only in here. How weird. We had a neighbor that would leave us notes every time our dog would bark. She would complain that our dog would sit outside and bark for hours. This was completely untrue. I typically go outside with the dog when I'm home and in the evening and she would rarely bark more than once when we were out. We received so many notes from our neighbor that we decided to open a harassment file with our local police department. The police told us to keep a log of every time the dog went outside and how many times she would bark. We did this for a couple of months. During this time, our neighbor sent additional notes demanding that our dog not be allowed to go outside between the hours of 8 p.m. and 9 a.m. every day. Needless to say, we ignored this crazy command. After we turned in our barking log, the county prosecutor sent our neighbor a cease and desist order. She was told to stop sending us notes about our dog because we were not in violation of the barking ordinance in the city. If she continued to send us notes about our dog, she would be brought up on criminal charges for harassment. Needless to say, the notes stopped.
Wow.
We believe our neighbor was actually confusing our dog with another dog up the street because she would only communicate to us with harassing notes. We never told her what we thought she was hearing.
Mm.
Moral of the story, talk to your neighbors if you have an issue with them. Most people are reasonable and want to be good neighbors. If your old neighbor would have talked to us, or if our old neighbor would have talked to us, I'm sure we could have resolved the entire situation without involving the police. Take care, Steve.
Wow.
Yeah. Now we've done that, though.
I like that you send notes, you know, somebody sends notes saying, oh, please, you know, get your dog to stop. And then you get a cease and desist about the notes. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy. That'll teach them. Never going to have dinner over there, though, are you?
No.
Think of that.
Yeah, but I like that. I mean, nailed it on the head. Just talk to your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
God, let's get back to a society where people talk to each other.
We live in a society. What if your neighbor just says too much hassle, too much hassle?
Too much hassle, yeah. Brian. I will use chisel to chop away tree root.
That's right.
Get tree root out with chisel.
Chisel.
Stand back. This will only take 6 or 7 hours because less hassle.
I love
Let
that
me drink
neighbor.
Vodka while I do this.
He's my favorite neighbor of yours. All right, that's going to do it for the show. Thank you all for being here. We will have more tomorrow, two tomorrow, in fact. The second of which might be Brian's fancy new fast internet, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, right. Yeah, we'll do a compare and contrast, yeah, right?
That'll be fun. Morning will be one thing. Later will be another thing.
Right.
But in the meantime, support us at patreon.com/TMS. All other things that matter at frogpants.com/TMS. You can find our phone number, our email address there, our Twitter accounts, all of it. So just head over there, frogpants.com/TMS. We'll have Wendy on tomorrow. Got all kinds of cool stuff going on. So come on back for that. I think that's everything.
Okay.
Let us now exit the building swiftly and hastily with Brian and music.
Oh, we will exit it beautifully with this too. Tom wrote in, said, gentlemen, it's that time of year again to wish Jessica a wonderful birthday with a song. She has enjoyed it each of the past 2 years, even with Brian not playing the version I requested of Criminal that I asked for. Truth be told, she liked your Counterpoint version better. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
This year, I may be stretching the definition of cover a bit. In July, Jessica traveled from her home in Kansas to visit me in sunny Southern California. We went to the Weird Al concert at the Hollywood Bowl and had a great time. Since Weird Al performing covers are difficult to find, I'm requesting the medley he adds to his albums in polka style. My request is for Now That's What I Call Polka from the Mandatory Fun album. Thanks for all you guys do. Patreon subscriber, Tom.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
So yeah, this is definitely... you know, when you look at covers that Weird Al Yankovic has done, it's pretty much this and the Bohemian Rhapsody version that he did on one of his albums. These are pretty much the only things he does that qualify as covers and not as parodies, right?
Yep.
This is, continuing with our Queen theme, right? This is Weird Al Yankovic and from the 2014 album Mandatory Fun. And a cover of Now That's What I Call Polka.
All right, here it is. We're going to play you out. We'll see you guys.
Cover. It's a bunch of covers.
Yeah, a bunch of covers. It's a medley, covers. Right? Medley? Medley.
Yes, medley. Yeah.
It's like what I used to do with when I was a kid. I'd get all the soda pop mixed in one cup and then call it a medley.
It's a medley of soda.
Of horrible flavors. Here you go. I'll play it now. We'll be back tomorrow. Take it easy, everybody. We'll see you then.
And shout, hey! And let it all out, yeah! And scream, hey! And shout. sexy and I know it. Girl or that body,
he's sexy and he knows it.
I wear your granddad's clothes, I look incredible. I'm in this big old coat from the thrift shop down the road.
Hey, he wears your granddad's clothes.
That's right.
He looks incredible.
Hey, dude.
He's in that big old coat.
It's from
the thrift shop down the road.
Let's go. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is super awesome. She's up all night till the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night till the sun. To get some, we're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 Up all night to get lucky.
Yes, we're up all night to get lucky. Get lucky. Get lucky.
We're gonna get lucky.
Get lucky.
Get lucky.
We're up all night to get lucky.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
The Pope on a Pogo Stick.
Think about that, why don't you?
Put that in your cheek.